From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is Sharon Isbin playing her guitar in our studio earlier this week. Sharon Isbin, welcome back to the program, and thanks for that.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here.
What were you just playing? Tell us about the piece.
This was a little Venezuelan waltz by Antonio Lauro called Natalia, named after his daughter.
And you get to show off a lot of your instrument there playing that piece.
Well, one of the fun things about playing classical guitar is that because of the strings are nylon and we don't use a pick, we use our fingernails as a substitute for the pick. And by changing the position, for example, I can get a very bright sound, or if I add flesh and angle, it becomes very dolce, like a sweet, soft caress.
Now, your new CD is called Journey to the New World, and it's a journey. It starts back with some Renaissance lute pieces, and it ends up, I guess, on the verge of bluegrass.
Yes, it's a journey that starts in the 16th century in the British Isles with the person who would have been the pop music composer of their time, John Dowland. And as time moves on, I go to the 17th century and then the 18th century with something inspired by an old Scottish song.
There are a couple of pieces that were composed especially for you to play, the Joan Baez Suite and then Mark O'Connor, the violinist's piece that the two of you play together.
Right.
Tell me about the idea behind the Joan Baez Suite. This piece was written for you. You commissioned it. Was it your idea that you should take songs we associate with Joan Baez and turn it into a solo guitar piece?
I had worked with John Dwart once before.
The composer, isn't
it? And he had written the Appalachian Dream Suite for me and loved it so much that I asked if he would do something in a similar kind of creative arrangement, taking songs that were familiar and turning them into a composition, and to do that with music that Joan Baez made famous. She was really my first musical hero and certainly my favorite folk musician. And again, it takes music that had its origins in the old world and became transformed. So you'll hear everything from Lily of the West. You'll hear House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, for some people, the old world here is the 1960s. So you should evoke a little Joan Baez from way back when for us.
Oh, yes. Well, if you think about something like the House of the Rising Sun. He might do a variation of that later on in the piece. And so you have all of this kind of different approach of Where Have All the Flowers Gone, for example. You'll hear the tune begin in a major key. And later on, he turns it into a minor key. You can get immediately the different spirit that's communicated by that.
Now, there is a piece on Journey to the New World that you perform with the violinist Mark O'Connor, who
yes.
wrote it. And we'll hear a bit of it from the CD because Mark O'Connor's not here
right,
with us.
Right.
Tell me about this composition.
This is a work that really traces the evolution of folk music on the violin in America. And it is in a number of different movements, We'll have everything from jigs and reels, ragtime, blues, swing, bebop, all just to before the real start of bluegrass.
There are parts of that suite, the Strings and Threads suite by Marco Conner. He's giving you quite a workout.
When I first got the score, I figured, well, I don't even need to look at it because he plays the instrument. And then about a month before our premiere, I started to take the score out and, wait a minute, no matter how hard I practiced, some of this stuff just wasn't happening. I realized that there were a lot of places that were not playable. So we ended up meeting for 2 days, I'd say about 7 hours a day, just going over measure by measure and making it absolutely idiomatic for the instrument, so it fit perfectly. And it turned out he had never tried it on the instrument. So the joke was, when he took the guitar off the wall, I said, Mark, if you can play it, then I'll play it.
In addition to your performing the Joan Baez suite, a piece commissioned that's based on so many familiar Joan Baez songs that she played, you actually do perform with Joan Baez on this CD.
Yes, when she heard the work, the Joan Baez suite, she couldn't come to the premiere because she was on tour, but Joan eventually heard the music and loved it and offered to sing on the album.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe.
You perform together, or this was with headphones and recordings?
No, I actually, we had our first rehearsal in my home in New York, and that was a very memorable experience for me. Before we started to rehearse, she asked if I would play something. I said, sure, and she took a chair and literally positioned it about 4 feet in front of mine, and I began to play, and I opened my eyes at one point and noticed she had tears streaming down her face. And it was just such a moving, powerful, poignant moment for me, because here's the woman whose music has made me cry for so many years, and we're having this extraordinary sharing of souls together in the most intimate of ways.
Sharon Isbin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And Sharon Isbin's new CD is called Journey to the New World.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.